The story of The Veil and the French Woman. A meeting was held between the eminent scholar Mohammed Amin Sheikho and a certain person of high social and cultural class. The man had a doctorate at the time of tutorships and no school. The meeting had something to do with the inauguration of Prince Abdul Majid Haidar, a king over the Great Syria at the time of the French Mandate. And he had been given the green light from the French government. On the next day, and at the same fixed date, the eminent scholar Mohammed Amin Sheikho came to that man's house and knocked the door. When he felt that a woman was at the door, he gave her his back. She was obliged to tell him that her husband would be 10 minutes late because of an important matter with General Saray, the supreme French commander in Syria. So he descended the steps and waited in the street near the house. The doctor apologized for being late. Our man answered, "To be late for 10 minutes is not considered lateness." Then they entered the house and sat in the saloon. Before the talk for which the meeting was held, the wife of the doctor and her daughter came to attend the meeting. He looked at her husband, who knew that Mohammed Amin Sheikho was not in the habit of sitting with the gentle sex. The husband looked, then dropped his head, and did not mutter a word, because he saw his wife's face was covered with anger. She began her talk, saying, "I believed in your highly good reputation, your international reputation in Lebanon. I valued you very much. Now I see vice versa." He was obliged to reply through her daughter, saying, "Please tell your mother that she is a fool." When she knew the striking news, she became excited and stood up, crying, "Am I a fool? It is known that the French always had hot tempers." He told her, "Of course. He who gives two completely contradictory judgments upon a man whom he does not know or meet with, isn't he really a fool? Did you see me before to give these two judgments?" She answered, "Yes, but why did you not enter the villa when I invited you? Am I not beautiful? My husband knows that I am one of the charming women of Paris. Did you hear that I am not an honest woman, so that you did not enter? Here is my husband. Ask him if he noticed anything about me of such kind during my life with him." Our man answered, "I am a Muslim. One of the basic things in our clear jurisprudence is that men keep to their own world and women keep to theirs too. The joining of the two sexes is taboo." She answered, "You Muslims have exaggerated much. The Jews are older than you are. The Christians are more powerful than you are too. Where did you get this veiling from?" He answered her, "Is it a matter of oldness and power, or of logic, proof, and rightness?" She said, "Truly, of evidence and proof." He said, "Therefore let me show the cause of the veil between the man and the woman in Islam. When I do not sit with gentle sex, but only meet the harsh sex, the male sex, all the day, and then I come back home from work, I see only my wife as the most beautiful woman in the world. My love for her increases. The bonds between us become more powerful. This is very important for the growth of my children, even on the family level. When we sit together, you and I are surely honest. You certainly have charms and excellent characteristics that exalt you above my wife. I shall like these charms you have because I am a human being. When I return home, the comparison begins unconsciously between what I saw and liked of complete characteristics which I do not find in my wife. Then I shall lament ill luck and relate injustice to my lot. Why did my wife become my lot? She is not of that beauty, charm, and musical talk, or elegance and the lightness of soul, or that attractiveness of yours. These qualities will lessen my love for my wife. Hatred will prevail between us, instead of love and intimacy. When my wife is nice to me as usual, saying, "Oh, my darling," I feel as if I hear a bullet penetrating my ears, because the heart has changed. God has not made two hearts in a man. Love has changed, and the spirit tends towards the most beautiful and the most charming, the more attractive and the finer. Then the dispute prevails instead of cooperation, and injustice instead of justice. My wife may bear my bad treatment once or twice, but her patience will come to an end. She will question herself about the secret of this wonderful inversion, which made him treat me like that in spite of my doing my duty towards him and my children in the best way. She revolts and treats me the same, and here is the calamity. There is tension in our relations. The quarrels begin for the silliest cause, and tempers are changed. Because of this change, life becomes an unbearable hell. Divorce becomes the only solution for salvation. We shall not both reap the result of divorce only, but it will be reflected on the children, who will lose in a moment their guardian, and they will become the friends of misbehavior in the street, the only place where they learn the arts of vice and crime. A quarrel will happen between my family and hers too. This dissolution has a very bad effect on building up the community. Due to mixing and unveiling, the community becomes disconnected, and it is very easy to be demolished. This is the result of our mixing together, despite you and I being honest. This is in relation to the man. But in relation to the woman, and through her meeting with a strange man, she will like some characteristics in him, such as talk, treatment, the outward appearance, the rank, etc. These qualities are not available in her husband. With the elapse of time, this will lead to discord with her husband and the beginning of disputes and quarrels. Then the eminent scholar looked at her and said, "If you find good qualities in me, don't you like these qualities to be available in your husband?" She said, "I would like my husband to be the best man in the world." He said, "Therefore, the absence of these qualities in your husband will belittle him in your eyes, and his value decreases in your view. The only cause of that is your mixing with men other than your husband. This mixing made you like some qualities in others which are not found in your husband, and the result is disgust and repulsion instead of love and enjoyment. Thus, happiness is lost." When she heard this logical discussion, as a scientific analysis of our practical situation, she looked at her daughter and said, "I want you to become a Muslim like this man, but not like your father." Her husband dropped his head shamefully, because she knew of his behavior practices contradictory with the spirit of a Muslim. After that, the great eminent scholar took leave and went home. After a few days, the husband of the French woman came to tell the honest master that his wife wanted to meet him again, for she had found in him true, real, and logical words. She might have the real wish to embrace Islam if she could meet him again. The eminent scholar apologized to her husband, saying, "My meeting with her for the first time was obligatory, as I was obliged to reply to her accusation of fanaticism within Islam with regard to the veil and of inaction. Now, I do not want to go to her on my legs and by my own free will. In the first time, I saw her without desire, but in the second time, and to meet her by my own will, I shall desire her. I am a human being, my brother. Thus, I ruin myself, and this is not permissible. If she wants to embrace Islam, that is her free will." In less than a month, the doctor came back with his French wife, who was dressed in long clothes covering her body and with a cover on her hair. The eminent scholar, Muhammad Amin Shekho, opened the door for them without a date beforehand. He welcomed them and permitted them to enter his house honorably. Then she told him that she saw the Prophet Muhammad, communication with Allah and peace are through him, in her sleep, in his light, grandeur, and beauty. So she was astounded at existence and lived in sacred worlds and heavenly delight, and her spirit forsook her world for a lovely paradise. She hated her desires and wanted nothing other than her high, sublime state. She added, "Since the great sight, I began to live a life full of happiness and enjoyment, where my pain was changed into matchless felicity. I am still living it. For this reason, I decided to declare my Islam at your hands." And she embraced Islam. Yes, this real story occurred during the French mandate over Syria. Then he added, "After embracing Islam, you have to cover your face in order to continue your elevated cordial life, for we do not accept harmful charm." She answered, "I cannot apply it now in one lot, because all my life I used to uncover my face, so it is difficult to apply it at present." She asked him to be patient with her a little, and she would accomplish that in accordance with God's will and in love for his messenger. Communication with Allah and peace are through him. The political troubles that stormed Damascus did not let them meet again, but he was reassured of her truthfulness. He was sure that she would accomplish everything by God's will.